I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A political surprise in Greece. With a new bailout in hand, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras abruptly resigned Thursday, calling for a snap election on September 20th, just 7 months after taking office. The resignation came in the face of a revolt among lawmakers from his ruling Syriza party, angered that he had failed to live up to his political campaign promises to end the austerity measures international creditors had forced Athens to accept in exchange for more bailout money. After months of contentious negotiations with Greece's international creditors, Prime Minister Tsipras agreed to more tax increases and pension cuts. The head of the IAEA is downplaying a media report that the UN Nuclear Oversight Agency will allow Iran to carry out its own nuclear inspections as part of a multilateral accord reached last month in Vienna. The statement follows claims by the Associated Press on Wednesday that the draft version of a side agreement indicates Iran could use its inspectors to investigate the Parchin military base south of Tehran. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Yochia Amano says the final version of the arrangement is technically sound and does not compromise safeguards in any way. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza was sworn in for a third term Thursday, but remains under fire from critics who say he is breaking term limits in the Constitution. The U.S. State Department said the inauguration shows the crisis in Burundi is not over and that Mr. Nkurunziza may have trouble governing because of increasing violence and a declining economy. No foreign heads of state attended the swearing-in at Burundi's National Assembly. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says medical tests reveal he has melanoma, a form of cancer.